Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome in to Sports Saturday, hour number two. If you missed hour number one, you can get it wherever you can get your podcasts, except Spotify, because we are banned. It is also available on the YouTube page, youtube.com/1051thefan. I believe also if you do /1080thefan, it will also work. Haven't tried it myself. Actually, let's give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, it works. That's literally how I search for it every time still.
Do you guys listen to many of our shows afterwards?
Afterwards? After the fact? Maybe. Maybe I'll pop on a little club, you know, if I'm, you know, feeling wild, feeling crazy.
Right.
You know?
A little clubby action.
But, yeah. Oh, my God. What is this? I just went to YouTube.com. Oh, I think it's 1080 a.m., the fan.
Yeah, it's like, who are those guys?
But if you go to youtube.com/1080thefan, there is a very, very old YouTube page with videos from 18 years ago of Isaac, Souk, Swag, some old dude. I mean, these are, oh my God.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. It's
let's post those on the website.
Caller College, episode one. It's like a classroom for people calling in to the fan.
I love that, actually. Like, stop asking us how you're doing. Stop, like, relaying. No.
This is a really old, like,
first
these
time.
Are,
oh, long time listener, first time
These
caller.
Are very old videos. Like, Souk has hair. That's how old these videos are.
Oh, is that that's really big Souk.
Yeah.
Right then, yeah.
Jason Swigard.
Shout out to Souk for your swag, man. You've definitely stepped up your game a whole lot since then.
Jason Swigard somehow looks exactly the same.
Swag has looked like that since high school.
Rob has a very oversized button-up shirt. Very oversized. I almost want to pull the audio of these. I don't know what is it said. I can't listen to it, obviously. But I'm going to have to maybe listen to these later. And we can pull the audio. Wow.
Crazy we don't take calls. I get asked all the time, how come you guys don't take calls? Like, nobody's like, because people
it's
ruin
antiquated.
It. Antiquated.
Because callers stink. Nobody wants to listen to, as a listener to radio myself, I don't want to listen to a radio show that has callers calling in. If I'm going for the host, so if I want to listen to Sports Saturday with Rashad and Joe, I want to hear from Rashad and Joe. They'll interact. They'll take your text messages. They'll take your YouTube chats.
Hey, Tom from Gresham might actually have some good takes, all right?
I don't doubt it.
Daniel from Dundee might actually have some good takes.
You know, right? Young Hansen, he may not look good yet, but he's still going to be the Chinese Jokic.
Listen, I'll be honest. I'm one of those guys, because if it weren't for Hunt for the host, I would just still be somebody just listening, you know, from my phone, texting in.
Rashad from North Portland.
Yeah, you know, that's what it would have been, you know, forever. And so, yes, I'm still kind of one of those guys. So I do wish there were a part to where we could have still taken calls. And I know why we don't.
We got Rashad from North Portland. Rashad, you think the Patriots, they could win the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah, guys. Man, long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, man, they're going all the way this year. Drake May is the new, yes. Like, I would love to hear.
All right, cut him off. Cut him off.
That's it.
Take him off the line.
Get
him
the hell out
of here. Get him the hell out of here. That's it.
Hey, I will say, though, Patriots, they looked good on Thursday just because they're playing the Jets. I would say that the primetime games this week are the games you would want to watch the least. Like, Patriots-Jets, that game was boring as hell.
Yeah, probably so. I can see that.
And I have Patriots defense on my fantasy. Would have been nice if they could have, gotten a turnover or something, Rashad. You know, defensive touchdown.
Sorry about that.
Decided not to do that. Whatever. I will not be waking up at 6:30 a.m. to watch the Commanders at Dolphins in Madrid tomorrow.
Why?
I think you know why.
Okay.
Are the Dolphins back in the playoff race after a big win against Buffalo?
Mike McDaniel has saved his job.
Kind
of true.
I do find it funny, though, that ESPN, Disney, and YouTube TV, they struck a deal.
Yes,
right?
They did. I saw that.
Sweet. All right. We're going to get college football back. We get Monday Night Football back. What's the Monday Night matchup? Cowboys or Raiders?
Awesome. Yeah.
So the primetime games, except one, all are cheeks. The really good primetime game is Sunday Night Football, Lions at Eagles. There's a lot of games, a lot of teams this week, though. Like, the teams could be playing, a really bad team this week, but there's just a lot of storylines that have me intrigued this week.
Okay.
10 a.m. slate, Bucks at Bills. I mean, that's a great game right there.
Get right game for the Bucks.
Get right game for the Bills?
What the hell
are the Bills right now at this point? Just when you think that they've righted the ship with a win against the Chiefs, they go and lay that egg in Miami? Like, I don't know even what to think of the Bills. Are they going through a regular season? Let's just kind of coast and just get to the playoffs and then hope everything goes right there. They're a weird team, man. Josh Allen, he's got a little bit of a turnover problem this year.
You know why?
Maybe a little distracted off the field.
There you go.
Hey,
jumped the broom to a really, really famous movie star who had probably the biggest movie in the last 5 to 7 years. Hey, yeah, he's a little distracted.
I know that there's one quarterback that is dating a hot that is not distracted.
Who's that?
That's Justin Herbert, baby.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
He's not letting Madison distract him. He's locked in. He's focused. But that's a big game. This is one of those examples of a team playing a really bad team, so I shouldn't care about this game, but I am intrigued to see what happens with the Texans the rest of the season. They are now only a game out of the AFC South. Thanks in part for them coming back and beating the Jags last week and Jacksonville just totally blowing that game and gacking it down their leg. Now I am intrigued. Are the Texans going to be able to climb back into the conference race in the AFC South? The Bears-Vikings game. Like, the Vikings are super bipolar team. 1 week, it's like, damn, Vikings, big win against the Lions. And then last week, they lose to the Ravens and look terrible. And J.J. McCarthy looks terrible. You're like, what the hell is up with this Vikings team? And they take on a Bears team that everybody is like, and I think Patrick Harris put it a good way. He's like, are the Bears a bad, good team, or are they a good, bad team? Like, at 6-3, like, you would think, okay, Bears are good, but are they? Like, they have moments too where they are kind of perplexing. And so I'm intrigued with that game. Packers at Giants. Like, the Giants, I mean, Packers should win that game, but the Packers, they've looked weird at times. Was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Monday night game.
Yeah, of course.
And then the Chargers at Jaguars. Another, big game with playoff implications there. Jaguars are trying to hold on to their playoff spot. The Chargers, they're just trying to get to the playoffs. I mean, they have half their team on the IR, it feels like. And then at 1 o'clock, Seahawks-Rams, huge.
That's going to be a huge game.
That is a huge game. I mean, you might be able to say that whoever wins that game is the best team in the NFC. But how both those teams have looked recently, offensively and defensively, I mean,
I think somebody that needs to get a lot of consideration for MVP, and he won't, and it's a name that I don't hear enough of, but the way Jackson Smith and Jigma has really asserted himself as one of the best receivers in football.
Already has 1,000 yards.
He is, and seriously, after being basically number two to DK for X amount of years, and now he's got a chance to really be his own person and be the number one target, and he's showing up every single week. Like Jaxon Smith-Njigba, it should be considered for All-Pro this year.
Yeah, I mean, I would if he keeps it up at this pace. Yeah,
100%.
And I know he's got the extra game, but he's on pace to literally have the single season record.
Yeah, so like, what a great season! And Sam Darnold, like, I mean, who would have thought? Like, you talk about somebody completely turning their career around. It's almost Drew Brees-esque. Remember, Drew Brees had that injury in when he was a Charger. End up coming back a little bit and then just really became Drew Brees. You know, I think you look at Sam Darnold going through everything he went through being drafted and not being great and then playing in Carolina and just all these things. And now he's finally in a space for the last couple of years where he's been the guy and he's been showing up every single week. Like Sam Darnold, hey, tip of the cap to you because for a little bit it looked like it was over for you.
Well, and this is, you know, I was sitting here last year when the season was wrapping up saying that, like, I thought the Vikings should have brought him back and extended him. And then a lot of people, maybe listeners or just, you know, around the country were saying, like, you spent a first-round pick on J.J. McCarthy. You have to use him.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but I just thought what I saw from Sam Darnold last year, I was impressed to where I was like, the Vikings is like, dude, why not bring him back for 3 years? Like, have J.J. McCarthy sit another year. Whatever. Quarterbacks do that all the time. You draft a quarterback in the first round. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Jordan Love. I mean,
Steve Young.
You see dudes that are drafted high and they have to sit for a couple of years and it's fine. So, Sam Darnold, though, yeah, he has been playing at an MVP-like level. Also, in the slate tomorrow, Ravens at Browns. I know that when you hear the Browns in any capacity, you're like, why should I care about that game? I'm intrigued because the Ravens are trying to claw back in the division. They're one game back of the Steelers now. And they're going on the road against Cleveland, which a road dog in a home dog, I should say, in Cleveland. Like the AFC North always, it's one of the weirder divisions where I feel like they all play to each other's level at times. Like Cleveland, even at 2-7, I don't like the Ravens should not take that team lightly. I'm pretty sure they lost to Cleveland last year in Cleveland. Like. That is a game mostly for the Ravens factor where it's just like, all right, Ravens, like here's your chance to get back in the division. Steelers, I think, are on a bye week this week. Steelers play the Bengals. This is your chance to keep climbing back in the division. And are the Ravens going to sneak in there? And then also at 125, Chiefs-Broncos. Huge game for that division right there. And I'm pretty sure they have to play each other in week 18, the final week of the season. So,
but you probably won't get anybody to play at that point because I almost guarantee both teams will be in the playoffs.
Yeah, but again, so, you might be fighting for the division at that
potentially,
point.
Potentially.
If you want a home game versus being on the road to start. But I just think there are so many games and teams and interesting matchups tomorrow that this is a NFL Sunday that I'm very much looking forward to.
Oh, 100%. For me, obviously, since the Patriots have played already, a lot of the pressure, at least for me, is off, so I can just enjoy all of the games that are happening this weekend. But for me, it's the Denver-Kansas City game. That's really the one. Is Bo Nix and those Broncos, are they really for real? And I think that's the big question. Like, they've been winning games, but a lot of times, like, the offense doesn't look great, and sometimes, like, the defense doesn't look awesome. They're... So it's kind of up and up. But Bo Nix always finds a way to make a drive in the fourth quarter and lead his team to a victory. Are they going to be able to do that against this Andy Reid-led team? And is Patrick Mahomes, are they back? You know, are they just kind of, you know, are they fizzling out? Are they old? Like, what's happening with this Chiefs team? So I think this game is going to tell us a whole lot about if the Broncos are for real and if the Chiefs are maybe just on their way out.
Well, there's a couple teams that no longer have their head coaches that they started with. There could be a few more by season's end or once we get to Black Monday, as they call it, when coaches get fired. But is this new job that just opened up, is it actually intriguing for
Oregon
a possible
State
head coach?
No, okay.
Rob Akey's going to get the full-time job, all right?
That's cool. I'll take it. I'll take it.
I think Beaver fans would stop supporting that program altogether if that was the case.
I saw a joke on social media last weekend that, this was not real, by the way. Oh, Scott Barnes fires interim Rob Akey, interim coach, going to be offensive coordinator, Gunderson. Like, no.
Well,
it wouldn't be surprising, but God, that program.
Based off of what happened last week against Sam Houston, which, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on it. I don't think I have ever seen a season affected wins and losses so much based off of special teams play It is honestly, it's mind-boggling. It's almost amazing at this point.
Games being decided by special teams is crazy.
By the way, Oregon State is playing right now.
Losing 7-0.
They are to Tulsa.
The mighty Tulsa...
Titans?
No.
Raiders?
No. It is not
Falcons.
You guys aren't going to get it.
The flags, because there is a flag on their logo.
You know what? That's probably the closest one. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Not the Hurricanes, but the Golden Hurricane.
I don't like it.
Tulsa.
Well, maybe Brian Daboll will want to coach Oregon State next year. He is out as a Giants head coach. But again, is that Giants drop actually intriguing? Get to that next year, Sports Saturday, right here on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Quick college football update. South Carolina's got the ball. They're putting Bell to ass right now on Texas A&M. It's 20-3. They're running through tackles. They look confident. I mean,
it's not Bell to ass. It's boots to ass right now.
They're 4 minutes left to go in the first half.
I do love when an upset like this is like on possible alert, and the team putting the foot on the proverbial throat of the elite one here in Texas A&M is they are not stopping. South Carolina actually looks like this will be a full 60-minute route right now.
Chop block. They're going back 15.
Damn it. See, every time, every effing time, one of these upsets starts to go, oh, yep, it's all South Carolina. Either that happens or there'll be a drive of like 80 yards in 12 seconds and two plays by Texas A&M.
Quick question. Unrelated, but kind of related. Texas A&M, Johnny Football. I was about to make a Johnny Manziel thing, but have you guys seen that show, Special Forces?
No.
So it's a show that comes on Fox, and they get like all these celebrities, right? Or people that were
stars. They make them go through like the rigorous training.
Isn't Johnny Football
so Johnny Manziel and Randall Cobb,
Jussie Smollett,
the Juicy Smollett, and what's my guy's name? Eric Decker are all, you know, kind of on there. And Johnny and Dwight Howard, you know, was Swaggy P was on this one. But Johnny Manziel quit. He didn't make it. Like, there were some cheerleaders there. He quit. I was like, yeah, that tracks.
Well, Johnny Manziel, it doesn't surprise me. He was also said a few years ago, he's like, yeah, I think if I dedicate, you know, and South Carolina throws an interception. They might house it too. Texas A&M might take this all the way back. Go down, take it down to the 5-yard line. Johnny Manziel, though, a few years ago, he's like, yeah, I bet, you know, give me like a year or two. If I completely focus on golf, I could make the PGA Tour.
Shut up.
So then him being like, seeing that show, I'd be like, oh, I could do that. And then quits. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Doesn't
I know, we got to move on. Could either of you go through any type of training like that?
No.
Hell no.
No.
I've seen...
I have a hard time consistently going on a jog for more than 3 weeks.
I would love to do that. I need something like difficult, you know, to be like, that would be fun. My buddy's trying to train for a Ironman. Don't think I'm going to do that, but yeah.
I've seen on YouTube what those individual lines of service have to go through. It's like a 6 or 8 week. No, just no. Okay. Go watch it. Be like, oh yeah, Army basic training.
I got a challenge for you.
Let's hear it.
Making the New York Giants a winning football team.
Oddly enough, in my opinion, they're not super far off.
And this is what I was alluding to with the tease. I mean, this week they fired Brian Daboll. Jackson Dart is going to be out because basically he was just trying to run him into the ground and make him fully concussed, perma-concussed, possibly. So your boy, Jameis, he's getting the start. Let's go.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution. And just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. What's the greatest city in the world? Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
Can you not love Jameis Winston?
Being a man of increase.
He is.
How do you not love him?
Bang, bang.
The surgical execution part killed me, and then he drops the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, I think I have to pull those. Those are great drops. Greatest city in the world.
I love that.
Giants, though, they fire Brian Daboll, which, thank God, I think that dude had such hubris and loved himself, that I think he was just completely ignorant to the fact that he was putting his team in terrible positions and putting his quarterback in bad positions. And I do kind of find it funny because he absolutely loved Jackson Dart. Yeah. Like, he was smitten about being able to play him, be able to get reps with him as his starting quarterback, and then they fire him, and he can't be their quarterback or be their coach anymore. But as I teased coming into this segment, like, once you get all these guys back, all these young offensive pieces, the defensive line is stout. Is the Giants a good job?
Hey, man, listen. There is a reason Brian Daboll was so excited to coach this team. You got your guy in Jackson Dart. Like, especially after going through the Daniel Jones years, and now all of a sudden Daniel Jones looks like a comparable quarterback, you know,
Yeah, it makes Daboll look even worse.
Yeah, and so it's like, yeah, so how bad were you? But I think if you're an offensive coordinator or a head coach is looking for a new gig or looking for a gig, you are looking at this Giants job and you're like, oh, hell yeah. So you mean to tell me I'll get Jackson Dart when Cam Scataboo is good? I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get Malik Nabers back at some point and pair him with
Darius
Slayton.
You're going to get an early draft pick.
Going to get a couple top draft picks, so you'll probably use it on defense or offensive line, you know, whatever you need from there. Like, you've got everything set up to be a great, great football team in New York. Like, I mean, seriously, you've got a star receiver, a star running back, and a star quarterback. Like, that's the nucleus on offense that you need to be great. If they can, I don't know if Theo Johnson is the tight end of the future.
Hey, man,
you know, for them.
He's looked pretty good.
I don't know if he's the tight end of the future for them, but if they can kind of shore up that part, then this offense is going to look scary as they get older and they get more mature and stuff. So yes, I think if you're a budding or rising offensive coordinator.
Or maybe a Bill Belichick.
I don't know if Belichick
no.
works.
No, he even said
number
that.
One,
he
Malik Nabers
said,
is
like, no,
Malik Nabers is too fast of a receiver. Belichick doesn't like that. So that's
he's too good at
yeah,
receiver.
Seriously. Cam Scadaboo fits his, you know,
yeah,
the narrative.
Malik,
he,
yeah,
he's exactly
Malik,
what Bill Belichick would want. But,
I don't think you're exactly what we need for this
yeah,
team.
So we're
going to
trade
yeah,
you for
yeah,
a
yeah.
sixth round pick.
Can we all agree, though, that Brian Daboll should have never been the head coach of anything
of
and should
ever?
Never be the head coach or CEO? He should be like the third or fourth or fifth guy, but having him at the top of an organization, not good. That dude does not know how to run a team.
One of my favorite movies is How High, and he tells him that the guy Baby Powder tells him that, you know, his man is an assistant pimp. That's Brian Daboll. You are there to, you know, hand him the baby powder and everything. You're not there to be the lead guy. You know, Brian Daboll is an assistant pimp. So he is somebody that's going to be a great coordinator, right? There's some people that are just really good at being coordinator. Romeo Crennel was not a great head coach. He was a phenomenal coordinator. Charlie Weiss was not a great head coach. He was a phenomenal coordinator, though. Now, these are just people from the Patriots. You know, Josh McDaniels was not a great head coach. As a coordinator, how many are better than him? So I just think it's one of those things. Everybody isn't fit to be in that leadership role, and Brian Daboll is one of those guys.
Mock drafts, I think I've seen three mock drafts. They say that the Giants, they would select Jordan Tyson, wide receiver out of Arizona State, who is very, very good. So it looks like they might want to just keep loading up that offense with more weapons for Jackson Dart.
Why not?
I do want to ask, though, because I feel like another head coaching job that might open up is is the Falcons job. I think Raheem Morris is going to get fired at the end of this year.
Borrow time.
So looking at that offense, though, I mean, you got some pieces over there. Like, if you're a head coach and you got the choice between the two, I mean, would you rather go to the Giants, which at times seems dysfunctional, but it is in New York. You got some pieces there. Or would you want to go to Atlanta? And, you know, you got some fun, interesting pieces down there, too, with Bijan Robinson, Drake London. He's been really coming on strong
Drake
the last
London's
couple
nice.
Weeks. And then Michael Penix, like, you heard his comments recently, Michael Penix basically saying he's got, like, no support on that sideline, which is just insane. People are saying it reminded them of Caleb Williams last year, where it was like, no one watches film with me. And so when a quarterback, a young quarterback that you spent a eighth overall pick on,
after spending damn near $100 million on your new quarterback, like,
it feels like he's not being supported. One, I mean, just based off of in-game decisions by Raheem Morris, he should be fired. But if that's what you're getting out of your OC and your head coach, then yeah, I think it's time to clean house. And I don't know, just looking at both those offenses, it's interesting because the Giants, they have young stars that look very intriguing. Well, the Falcons, they have proven stars in Bijan Robinson, in Drake London. I still think Michael Penix's best years are still ahead of him. I don't know if I had the choice between those two. The Giants just intrigues the hell out of me, not just because of offense, but that defensive line, too, is pretty nasty.
Yeah, if you can really stomach the New York media, then I think the Giants' job is the one that you would choose. But that's the thing. You have to be ready to be ridiculed and torn to shreds every single loss, every single bad decision, you know, every misquote, whatever the case is. You have to be ready to kind of take on that New York media. I think that's the toughest part of playing coaching in New York. You have to deal with those jerks that write and are, you know, on the radio every single day, and the fans, like, they can be brutal. I think if you're in Atlanta, nobody's expecting much from you in Atlanta, right? I mean, you're usually not even the team that's favored to win your own division. So I think you can kind of fly under the radar.
Well, granted,
a little
it seems
bit more.
Like, there's a different team favored to win that division.
Every year. Like, and so, but it's, how many times has it been the Falcons? It's almost never, like, right? So I think Atlanta can be one of those teams that is kind of a destination, because number one, you play in a dome. You're in Atlanta, which is a beautiful city. If you ever been to Atlanta?
Not been to Atlanta.
Jordan,
no.
You ever been to Atlanta?
Not been to
through,
the dirty
not
south.
In the city.
Beautiful, man. It's a great place. And then on top of that, you look at the pieces you mentioned. Bijan Robinson is arguably the best running back in the league right now. Like, we could make a claim that he is a top two or three best running backs right now. Drake London is in the top five receivers right now. Michael Penix Jr., you just mentioned, is going to be a problem in the NFL as he gets, you know, as he gets older. So I think there are definitely some pieces to work with. But I think when you have a defensive guy, it's hard for him to coach up an offensive piece like a quarterback.
Yeah, I
think it's always kind of tough.
I'm with you. When you have a young quarterback, I feel like pairing him with a young, creative offensive coordinator,
right,
up-and-coming coordinator as the head coach, I feel like that's where teams might be.
Sean McVay type, so to speak.
Yeah. Also, quick update on South Carolina, Texas A&M. Texas A&M, they had the interception, took it all the way down to the 5-yard line, was not able to punch it in, and then they proceeded to miss a 24-yard field goal.
Wow.
Shelling right now.
Shanked it off the left. They are getting the ball back because South Carolina punted. 1:39 left to go in the first half, and they'll have the ball at a, looks like the 30, their own 39-yard line, but. Boy, when your kicker's missing 24-yard field goals, that doesn't leave you with a whole lot of confidence.
Going to be hard to win some games, eh?
Make it make longer than 24-yarders. Sheesh.
And then he almost runs one back. Good God. This is a wacky game. Do you think this puts them out of the top 10 if they lose?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, South Carolina, Lenora Sellers is solid, but that team has just not been great this year. Also, some other updates. Actually, how about I don't take money out of Jordan's pocket? I let him give you updates.
I got a scoreboard update for you.
Perfect. Let's do that next here. And then we got Who Do You Love right after on Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network. Jordan, take it away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Do what I gotta do.
Oh my God. This South Carolina Texas A&M again. Rashad, look up at the TV.
They didn't score again, did they?
No. They got another interception. So,
oh my gosh.
It was 20-3. South Carolina was leading. Texas A&M gets a solid punt return, runs a couple plays. They get it to about the 20-something yard line. Texas A&M proceeds to throw an interception in the end zone. South Carolina gets the ball back with like a 150 left in the first half. South Carolina then proceeds to score on an 80-yard touchdown on like a 15-yard curl route. Just outruns the entire team to take a 27-3 lead. There's about 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Texas A&M has the ball back. South Carolina has all three timeouts, so if they make a stop, they could make a little run. Texas A&M, they just threw another interception. South Carolina has the ball at the 23-yard line of Texas A&M, again with all three timeouts. Lenore Sellers, he just runs for a first down for 13 yards. This could be 34-3 at halftime, South Carolina.
Texas A&M was a 17.5-point favorite coming into today's matchup, by the way.
I cannot believe this is like... South Carolina is winning this game, but Texas A&M is doing everything possible to lose this game as well.
This is why you love football.
This is unreal. So, yeah, South Carolina, they're on the 9-yard line right now, 24 seconds left to go in the first half. Again, leading 27-3. South Carolina is 3-6 this year, 1-6 in conference play. That just shows how deep the SEC is, man. That's why they need six teams. All
right? There it is. No. They're showing it right now.
Certainly could make things interesting, though, as far as other teams from other conferences getting in. Wow.
All right, it's time for Who Do You Love? Let's take a look at what happened last week. I had West Virginia covering 6.5, which I realized last week when I did that is the second time I have taken West Virginia to cover for some reason. I have no idea why I keep doing that, but that will be the last time because they barely did that against Colorado. They won 29-22. I also had the over in Patriots Bucks, which was in question for a little bit.
It was.
And then they pulled it off at the last minute. The number was 48.5. I believe the final score was 28-23 in that one. And then, Jordan, you got the win on this one. I got the loss in this one. Oregon State was up 17-0.
They were.
On Sam Houston.
But...
But, as we mentioned earlier in the show...
Which still would have been a cover for Sam Houston, by the way.
It would have. But the way that the Bees were on pace in that game, I was feeling good. I was like, 17-0. This is in the bag. It's going to be 34-0 before we know it. We'll be good. Yeah, they lost 21-17.
They suck!
And they are currently losing to Tulsa 14-0. So we
couldn't do diddly poo.
They could not do diddly poo. And yeah, two of the touchdowns in that game coming off of special teams woes for Oregon State. So that brings me to 10-14 after a 2-1 week. Rashad, you took BYU to cover 11.5. hate to break it to you.
You don't have to break it. I know.
Did not come close. You did take Pat's money line, though.
I did.
You said, screw the points. We're just going to take them straight up, baby.
And look what we did.
They got a dub. That was a huge win for them.
They needed it.
That was a huge win.
They needed that to show everybody they were for real.
And then you took Texas A&M and Missouri under 48.5, and that did not
hit.
That
did not.
No. I believe the final total in that was like 56 or something like that. 55. So you go 1-2. You are now 11-13, only one game above me and one game above Jordan. Jordan, the only one that hit was Sam Houston, plus 20.5.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, hey, it's great for you. I mean, you got a dub. You got a dub.
A dub.
You took Colts 6.5, and they won by 6 in overtime over in Europe.
That stupid overtime, no extra point kicked rule.
And then you took the Blazers minus 3.5.
No.
I believe that was... It wasn't Orlando. It was Miami. They were playing the Miami Heat that
day. Didn't matter. They lost.
Miami won straight up. All right. My first pick, we are going to go to the NFL. We're going to go right to that Seahawks-Rams game that you can catch here on The Fan. Pregame coverage starting at 11, I believe. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Seahawks-Rams. That one in L.A. It's supposed to be rainy in L.A., but it doesn't matter because they have a covered stadium. Two high-powered offenses. I think this is just going to be a back-and-forth affair between these two. I think there might even be a defensive touchdown in there as well. 48.5 is the point total. Give me the over on 48.5. Seahawks-Rams.
Taking South Carolina at Texas A&M. No.
Live bet?
Yeah, live bet. No. I'm going to go just straight out with the big boy of the day. I'm the Oklahoma-Alabama game. The Sooners visiting the Crimson Tide at 12:30 p.m. Let's see. I think Alabama is a 6.5-point favorite. The over-under is 45.5. I'm taking the over today.
Taking the over.
Yes,
Bama, Oklahoma, over. Sorry, that was a number again.
45.5.
45.5.
Yes,
locked
sir.
In. Bam. Jordan.
Locked. Locked. Let's go Bills. Bills Buccaneers, the total 46.5. I think that's a tasty one. I know that the Bucs have been dealing with injuries. Still good, though, on offense. Buffalo, they're kind of at that point of the year you guys were talking about. Like, should we just kind of maybe chill a little bit until we make the playoffs? So I'm going to say under that total of 46.5.
Oh, going under.
I am going under.
Okay.
I feel like my initial instincts wanted me to go over, so I am fading myself and going under.
I am going to go with Georgia versus Texas today. I said it earlier in the show. I teased that I might take it, and I'm just going for it, baby. Georgia -4.5 over Texas. Texas, let's be, and I will be fair, they have talent. They have a talented team. I just think Georgia, the way that they can put up points, and also, I mean, their defense can be shaky at times. I just think this is a decisive win where Georgia is going to show everybody that this, we are different than this team. We are better than this team. And hey, 4.5, I mean, that's not that many points. Just win by a touchdown, baby. That's all we need. That's all we need. Georgia -4.5.
I'm going to go with one of my teams. I'm taking my UNLV Rebels against the Utah State Aggies. Man, Rebels are favored by 6.5. I'm taking the Rebels to win this game. They had a big game last week, and they blew out Colorado State like 40-something to 10. So spread is 6.5. I'm picking my Rebs to cover.
UNLV, 6.5. Let's go.
Let's go, Rebs.
Locked in, the Fighting Dan Mullins. All right, Jordan, your next one.
I'm going with one of the hotter teams in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers, to cover the plus four, for them.
You say hotter teams?
The Panthers are 5-5 right now.
Didn't they lose last week, like, to the Saints, like 14-7 or something?
I mean, I'm more so thinking about how Dowdle has been running his ass off.
I guess 5 wins for the Panthers.
That's
in
what
any
I'm saying.
That's huge.
Like,
that's huge.
Relatively,
they're on fire.
I guess I'm talking about in a vacuum. Yes, they have lost to the Jaguars and Cardinals, but if you look since week 3, they are
a big win against the Panthers.
Like 4-3.
A big win against the Packers. Like, yeah, man. Like,
they started the season off 1-2. All right, and now they're 5-5. They're
playing
a lot better.
Plan the parade for a possibly .500 season.
This is stupid. But so is picking the Panthers to cover against the Falcons. But that's what I'm doing. +4, Carolina.
Carolina +4.
I just don't trust Atlanta right now.
Godspeed. Yeah, I don't blame you on that. They are a weird team. They're a weird team. All right, my last pick. I just had it in front of me too. I think it was one of those obscure ones where I was going with some group of 5 teams. I was going between that, and then I also have Duke -5.5 against Virginia. Duke is coming off of a heartbreaking loss against UConn. Virginia, I think they're going to be without their starting quarterback today. He's been upgraded to probable. Damn it. Now I really don't know what to do. Do I go Sam Houston to cover against Delaware? Do we go ride the Sam Houston train here? You know what?
No.
I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to go Duke -5.5. Darian Mentz has been having an insane year, and I think they bounce back after an ugly win against UConn, or ugly loss, I should say, against UConn. They are still in the thick of this ACC race. So let's go Blue Devils -5.5 against Virginia.
My last game is going to be kind of the local game of sorts. The Seahawks visiting the Rams. Rams are 3.5-point favorites. I'm taking the Seahawks to cover and win today. Or
today.
Tomorrow, excuse me.
Same.
forgive
news
me.
To me.
It's I'm still not used to us talking football on Saturdays for Sunday.
Seahawks +3.5.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Jordan, your last one.
Going another total, Texas, Georgia, tonight or this afternoon at 4:30. 50.5 point over under right now. I just think it's going to be a bit more of a defensive game, so we'll go under that 50.5.
Under 50? Under 50?
Yeah, 50. 50.5.
For what teams? Sorry?
The Georgia Bulldogs and the Texas Longhorns, sir.
Georgia, Texas, under 50.5. I found the game, the group of five game that I was considering. North Texas versus UAB. North Texas, 17.5 point favorite. That's a good offense that they got in North Texas, and that's a bad team that they got in at UAB. North Texas, second in the country in points for, sixth best passing offense. Can I do a late switch?
Nope.
Can I switch? Can I go from Duke -5.5 to North Texas -17.5?
Sure.
I'll leave it to the panel.
Sure.
Why not?
It's more fun. I feel like that's more fun.
Go ahead.
All right, let's do it. North Texas covering 17.5. All right, locked in. I got that. I got Georgia covering 4.5. Seahawks, Rams over 48.5. Rashad's going Bama, Oklahoma over 45.5. UNLV -6.5, and Seahawks covering 3.5. And then Jordan's got Bills Bucks under 46.5. Those red hot Carolina Panthers +4. And then Georgia Texas over 50 or half, or did you say under? Sorry.
Under 50 and a
under
half.
50 and a half. Okay,
it'll be a defensive game.
That's what I got here. Okay, that is Who Do You Love? We will wrap things up Sports Saturday next here on the Fan Sports Network. Rashad, we almost had a college football player arrested by the police in the middle of the game.
Yeah, that was that was weird. Oh, you didn't see it? My gosh.
So after South Carolina scored their touchdown to go up 27-3 on Texas A&M, by the way, it's 30-3 at halftime. He like ran after he scored the touchdown. He like ran into the tunnel a little bit. You know, sometimes players do that after scoring a touchdown. Their momentum just takes him into the tunnel. And as he is walking out of the tunnel, Nick Harbor of South Carolina, there's like three other South Carolina players next to him. And there's a cop that is walking towards them. And he tries to walk in between them, but also kind of gives two of the South Carolina players like a couple shoulders like to get through them. And then he just looks at him, points at him, says something like basically like, just keep walking, get your ass back there. And the South Carolina players throw their
hands up.
Find something
safe to do, boy.
Yeah. South Carolina players look back at him and just kind of throw their hands up. They're like, dude, what the hell?
It's
like,
your job.
What is your problem?
Get out of their way.
Well, he's clearly representing Texas A&M.
Me and Rashad saw it happen live, and we're like
what was that?
We're like, what the hell was that? And then when you look at the film, he straight up like checks them with his shoulders.
Like, walking through, number one.
And then he gets pissed at them.
Four relatively big college football players all wearing their shoulder pads coming out of a small tunnel, walking pretty much side by side, you know, shoulder to shoulder. And you decide, this is a great time for me to walk between all those guys and really checks him. It wasn't like one of those, oh, excuse me, guys. Like, no, he like really tried to shoulder check them. So hopefully he's reprimanded, but we know that won't happen.
Someone commented, they're like, I'm sure this guy turns his body cam off a lot.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we're not going to need this today. Malfunction.
Yeah, I'm going to retweet this out at JoeFish3, FISCH3, if you want to see what we're talking about. I told her, I'm like, can you imagine? He's like, you know what? Put your hands behind your back.
You're under arrest, sir.
A player in the middle of
shouldn't
game.
Have bumped me. That's assault.
This is a Scottie Scheffler incident.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
My pants got ripped.
You ruined them.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that does it for us today. Looking forward to some football. Looking forward to some football. Again, Shaylen Valley Soccer Club, 13 boys. Let's get it done.
Let's go, fellas.
Then we got some fun NFL games tomorrow. Appreciate you all hanging out with us. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My guy.
Jordan, appreciate you as always.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Don't blame you. It's a good day to do that.
No football for you guys this afternoon. Awesome.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, but we will catch you next week. Honestly, I heard possibly 6 a.m.
Awesome. Let's go.
All right, we'll catch you all next Saturday. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.